This is Pastor Dale Swartz, and I do welcome you to another broadcast of The Voice of Tomorrow. The Voice of Tomorrow is brought to you the same time each week by Kingdom Ministries Incorporated in conjunction with the Litchfield Church of God. And Kingdom Ministries was created for the purpose of sharing Jesus Christ and the message of God's coming kingdom. The kingdom is real. The kingdom is literal. The kingdom is future. And the king of that kingdom is Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son. I want you to become a student of the Word of God, to know what the Scriptures say. So I'd like to have you get a Bible and follow along in the passages we're going to look at today. I'd like to have you get a piece of paper and a pencil to write down some of the other ones that I might refer to, because I want you to be able to go back and re-examine the Scriptures and see what the Scriptures are truly saying. And this is not just a fruitless exercise. This is it's been done before. For in the book of Acts in chapter 17, as the Apostle Paul was on one of his missionary journeys, and he came through a number of cities, and he came to the city of Thessalonica and preached the gospel. And he got to the city of Berea, and he preached there. And he found that the people in the city of Berea, Scripture says that they were more noble than those of Thessalonica, because they searched the Scriptures to study the Scriptures to see if those things that he was telling them were indeed true, studying them to see if they were so. I want you to write these verses down that we refer to in each program, week by week, that you can verify the words that I'm giving you through Scripture. The Scriptures are God's words to you. God speaks through the pages of the Bible. And these are His words to you. They're His words to me, but they're His words to you, giving you a message that He indeed loves you, that He indeed cares for you. And we previously looked at John 3:16 and 17, that God gave these words to you so that you would know He loves you. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Through Jesus, the world can be saved. But you know, God cannot condone sin. God cannot put up with sin. And so, because there was so much sin in the world, and the Old Testament law that we read about in the Hebrew Bible, in the Old Testament, God had regulations for the children of Israel to follow, and they could keep these on a day-to-day basis, continue to be in God's good graces, but they had to sacrifice an animal. But the Old Testament law did not provide life. The Old Testament did not provide life. Life only came through Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son. There is life only through Him. To have life, we have to come into a relationship, a close relationship with God. God Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, the Creator of the universe. God, He is the Father. He created everything. And He created it by Himself. There is no other God. He is the only God. And He created everything, and He created it good and very good. But He gave man free will to choose to follow or choose not to follow. Now, if you write down the book of Genesis and chapters 1, 2, and 3, and I'd like to commit those passages to you and have you go back and reread those and read them this afternoon or tomorrow or tonight, whenever it works best for you. Read Genesis 1, 2, and 3, and it's the story of creation. And as God created everything, He created it good and very good. But in chapter 3, the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field that the Lord God had made. And the serpent said to the woman, indeed, has God said to you, you shall not eat from any tree of the garden? The woman said to the serpent, from the fruit of the trees of the garden we may eat. But from the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it or touch it, or you will die. Now, God put man in the Garden of Eden, and he put man in the garden. And when I say he put man in the garden, he put man and the woman that he had created from the rib of Adam. He put Adam and Eve in the garden, and they were sinless. They were innocent. They were perfect. They had committed no sin, but they were given free will. And Adam it's spoken of in Genesis that Adam walked with God in the garden. And a relationship to be able to walk with the Creator, to walk with the Creator of the universe, is just would be a marvelous thing to do. God loves us. To walk with someone who loves us unconditionally. And yet God created Adam with the ability to choose. And in chapter 3, the serpent, which is embodied by Satan, Satan enters the serpent and uses the serpent to beguile Eve and says, has God indeed said you can't eat from any tree in the garden? And the woman said, from the trees of the garden we can eat, but from the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, you shall not eat of it or touch it, lest you die. God had said the tree of knowledge of good and evil, man should not eat of that tree. And the God's statement to Adam and Eve, and it's recorded in Genesis chapter 2, and verse 16, and here we have it given to man, to Adam. The Lord God commanded the man, saying, from any tree of the garden you may eat, but from the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day you eat from it, you shall surely die. Later on, Adam falls into a deep sleep, and God creates Eve, the woman, and brings Eve to the man. So what would have taken place is that Adam would have shared God's message to her and said, now, Eve, this is what God has said. He placed us in the garden, and he said, anything that's here in the garden we can eat, except from that particular tree. And God has told us, Eve, that if we eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, we will die. So don't eat that tree. And Satan enters the serpent, and the serpent speaks and tempts Eve, beguiles Eve, and says, is it true? Did God say, you shall not eat from the trees of the garden? And Eve said what Adam had relayed to her. We may eat of every tree in the garden except the one in the middle, except the tree of knowledge of good and evil, or we will die. And verse 4 of Genesis 3, the serpent lies to the woman. The woman is deceived, and Satan says, you shall not die. For God knows that in the day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. It wasn't for man to be like God. God is the creator. But man was tempted that if I eat of this, I'm going to be just like God. And that was the temptation. And the temptation to do it was strong. And Eve yielded to the temptation. But Satan lied to the woman and said, you shall not die. What happens around us today? Whether it's tragedy through traffic, illness, disease, you name it. whatever happens, it could be young, it could be old, there's a time for every individual. We die. Man dies. You go through the process of a funeral. You go through the process of grieving. You go through the process of either cremation or a traditional burial. And you go to the cemetery because the person has died. Why did they die? Because God said that would happen. Satan said, you won't die. Who was right? God was right. But so many believe today that once I die, I don't really die. I live on. No, that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says that it is appointed for man once to die, and after that, the judgment. But the hope is in Jesus Christ, that Jesus is going to come again and raise the dead back to life. That's what Easter is all about. Jesus died, and God brought him back to life. And the power that raised Jesus back to life is the same power that's going to raise the dead who have fallen asleep and are sleeping in cemeteries across the world. They will be brought back to life because people die. That's what God said would happen. Satan's the one that said, you won't die. Now, who are we going to believe? The choice is to you. Are you going to believe God, or are you going to believe the devil? Are you going to believe Satan? Satan says, you don't die. God says, you do. I would prefer to believe what God says, because Eve was deceived by Satan. Satan wants to deceive you, too, in letting you think you don't really die. God says you will, but also God says that everyone can live again through Christ. May God bless as you consider these thoughts and continue studying His Word and become a student of the Scriptures.